Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. I'm actually really surprised that it's taken me this long to record a podcast on the topic that we're going to talk about today, because this is a biggie. This is a big deal. So I'm calling this podcast How to Start a Separation and My To-Do List. So what is the start of a separation? I mean, what does that mean? It can mean a few things. It can mean you and your spouse sat down, had the really rough talk, and decided that divorce is the best solution. It could mean that you came home a couple days ago and your spouse said, I really have to talk to you. I am not happy. I want a divorce. And you're in complete shock. It could be that you have been thinking about divorce for years, maybe, and you just realize that you have to go through with this. This is the right thing. So where do you start? What do you do? What's the first thing you do? And most people think the first thing I need to do is call a divorce attorney. And I would agree that that should be one of the first things, but I don't think it's the first thing. So what is the first thing? What are the first steps? And I thought that I would make this really simplified for you by offering you a to-do list. So if you're listening to this and you want the to-do list, you can write it down as I'm talking and giving you the to-do list, or I wrote an article about it on Divorce Girl Smiling and it will have the to-do list. So if you're working out or you're walking and you're listening to this, you don't really have to take notes. But this is a great simplified to-do list that I think you'll find extremely helpful. And I'm going to take it back to when I got divorced. I didn't have a clue what to do. You know, what do you do first? Get in bed and cry. I mean, it's the saddest thing in the world. You're so upset by it. You're devastated. It's sort of surreal. It's shocking. And that's okay if you want to get in bed and cry for a little bit. No problem with that at all. Let yourself experience those feelings of devastation and sadness and fear and anger and everything that goes into it emotionally. But on to the to-do list of how do you start a separation? Where do you begin? Honestly, from what I've learned over the past several years, is that the first thing I would do today, if I was getting divorced, the first call I would make would be to a mortgage banker. Now, let me tell you why I feel that way. Because one of the biggest questions people have when they're first getting divorced is, am I going to be able to stay in my house? And if you contact a mortgage banker, it doesn't cost you anything to have a consultation, they'll do the numbers for you. They'll say, okay, how much is your house worth? How much is in the house? Do you work? Let's see your financials. They ask for all this financial information. It takes a little while to get it together, but once you have it together and you talk to your mortgage banker, he or she will be able to tell you if you were going to get a mortgage today, here's how much you could afford. And that tells you so much about whether you're going to be able to stay in your house, or maybe you'll be able to stay in your house, but you have to work more hours or go back to work. And then it gives you a starting point to making all these other decisions. So that would be my first tip on my to-do list. And the mortgage banker I would recommend is Tammy Wolanczak. So I got to know Tammy because she's a Divorce Girl Smiling partner, but also because I contacted her for a mortgage myself and I learned so much. I love Tammy, and you can find her at TammyWolanczak.com or on Divorce Girl Smiling. So that was the first thing on the to-do list. Number two is contact a divorce attorney. Now, when you're first thinking of separating, you don't even know what questions to ask. And that's okay. My advice is to consult with 2 or 3 or even 4 divorce attorneys and let them talk. Hear what they have to say and then ask the questions you can. And then as they're talking and as you're going through this process, write down a bunch more questions that you're going to have. And by the way, when you talk to your mortgage banker, you might have questions for the divorce attorney as well. And then call the attorney back and ask questions. So I would say that is number 2 on the list. Very important. And the other thing is you have to figure out with your divorce attorney what divorce process you're going to use to get divorced. Are you going to have to fight this out in court? Are you going to have a spouse who's going to be extremely difficult? And is there a lot of assets, a lot of money? Do you have a few million dollars or more? Those are the kinds of cases that tend to be litigated more because there's so much more at stake. Or are you going to be able to mediate your divorce? Are you going to be able to sit in a room with your ex and be guided towards what these fair deals are and walk away with what you think is a really good lifestyle for you and that you think is fair? I personally think mediation is the best way to get divorced. Then there is attorney-assisted mediation. Then there's the collaborative divorce process. So talk to your attorneys, I would say at least 2 or 3, maybe even 4, and your gut feeling will help you choose the best one for you. And if you go on divorcegirlsmiling.com, you can see my divorce attorney partners. I'm not saying, you shouldn't contact anyone else, but I know all 5 of my divorce attorneys who are on the site. And actually, Katz and Stefani has 10 attorneys, and I know all of those attorneys. And I wouldn't put anyone on Divorce Girl Smiling that I wouldn't use myself. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about how to start a separation. I'm giving you a to-do list when you're first starting to really help organize yourself and to get you as much information and to empower you so that the process will be a lot easier. Number 3, put your resume together and reevaluate your work situation. When I got divorced, I hadn't worked in several years, and it was really hard to figure out with young kids what I was doing. How can I leave my kids? I had a fear of leaving them in someone else's hands, by the way, really irrational fear. And maybe now you work part-time, but if you're getting divorced, you're going to need more hours or you're going to need to go back full-time. Or maybe you are going to do the opposite. And maybe when you get divorced, you want to spend time with your kids and quit your job. So more than likely, you have to either go back to work or increase your hours. That's what I find in most cases. So put your resume together now, right at the beginning of your divorce, so that when it's time, you'll already be ahead of the game. You'll already be organized. You won't have to start from square one and say, okay, let me put my resume together. I'm going to make you this promise on this podcast. If you reach out to me at Jackie@divorcegirlsmiling.com and you send me your resume, I'll take a look at it for you and I will help you edit it and put it in the best place I possibly can. So I actually used to teach resume writing and other business writing for Roosevelt University. So I have some credibility there. So I mean it. You have my sincere offer that I will help you put your resume together. Moving on to number 4, hire a divorce coach. So when I got divorced, divorce coaching was not a thing. And boy, do I wish it was, because divorce coaches are so wonderful. Having a divorce coach guide you through the process is kind of like having a friend, a cheerleader, a sounding board at your side through your entire divorce. They will give you more information to make better decisions moving forward. They're awesome. Number 5, hire a therapist for yourself, for your kids, or for everyone as a family together. So I truly believe that when people are going through a divorce, they should be required to go to a couple sessions of therapy and decide if they want to continue. I went to a therapist and she was so helpful. I loved her. My recommendation, A Divorce Girl Smiling Partner, is Affiliates in Counseling, which is a therapy group with about 30 therapists all over the Chicagoland area. I've actually seen three of them. My kids have seen about two or three of them, and they're all wonderful so far, everybody I've met. I think that kids definitely need therapy during a divorce, whether they want to go or not. It is crucial to get them talking. They might say things to a therapist that they don't want to say to you because they don't want to hurt you because they're protecting you during the divorce. So highly, highly recommend getting yourself and your kids or the whole family together in therapy. Moving on to number six of my to-do list on how to start a separation. Meet with a financial planner and an investment advisor. So that's the same person. A financial planner is somebody who will help you put all your assets, all your income, all your debts, and your budget together. Now, if you called the mortgage banker, you will have already had to get all your financial documents in order, so it will be easy to meet with a financial planner because all you have to do is give those same documents to the financial planner. I'm telling you, I went through this process after divorce, and I should have done it at the beginning of my divorce because they gave me so much good information that it made me make life choices that shaped my life and helped me financially so much. I can't even explain it. And by the way, I want to mention the name I went to, Pete Mullins and Elaine Moss at Vester Capital. They're Divorce Girl Smiling Partners. They were my partners before I decided to get a financial plan done for them. They kept telling me, you know, please do it. It's complimentary. I kicked and screamed, but I did it. And it was the best thing I did. It was really hard information to hear, but it taught me so much about how I was living. I didn't even know what I was spending. I didn't even know what I was making. They really gave me this plan and said to me, like, if you don't go back to work, you're going to run out of money. I had no idea. So I went back to work and it was the best thing I ever did. And for people listening who are afraid to go back to work, haven't worked in a while, I'm telling you, I went kicking and screaming. I did not want to go back to work. It was the best thing for my self-esteem. It was the best thing financially. It was the best thing for my kids. I loved everyone I worked with. I enjoyed my lifestyle. I was able to buy what I wanted without feeling guilty or stressed about the purchase. It was wonderful. And I really am so loyal to Elaine and Pete because Vester changed my life. So that was number six. Number seven, check out the Divorce Money Guide. So Tracy Conan is a forensic accountant, and she's somebody I met about 6 months ago. Tracy is so smart that she decided to come up with this thing called the Divorce Money Guide, which is a program you can buy online, and it will guide you through steps. It's a tool that guides you through some steps to find out if your spouse might be hiding money. And Tracy is, in my opinion, a genius. I cannot believe no one has come up with this before her. So go to Divorce Money Guide, go through the steps, and then you'll be able to take that information to your attorney and say, I think my ex is hiding money. So that was number seven. Number eight, this is the last step on your to-do list. I want you to get tough and I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to pull yourself up off the ground if you're depressed or sad or feeling hopeless. I totally understand, and you're allowed to feel those things. But now you really have to get tough. Things are probably going to get rougher than they are at the start of a separation. But this is the time that you have to say, okay, I believe in myself. I believe in God. I believe in my family and friends around me. And I believe I'm going to get through this. And how am I going to get through this? By doing everything on this to-do list that is going to give me the support. It's going to give me a team of professionals that are going to help me. I'm going to be empowered and educated. And then I'm going to think to myself, after I get through all of this, I'm going to have a much, much better life. I've seen it happen to countless men and women going through divorce. Can't even count the number of people who felt like they were broken at the beginning and turned out to be these happy, life-loving people that are think that the divorce was the best thing that could have happened and that it needed to happen. So I promise it might not seem like it now, but you will be in a much better place even 6 months from now, a year from now. And I also want to say one more thing. These next few months, even though they're going to be really turbulent, are going to include a lot of good times, laughing about things, maybe some bad dates that you're going to laugh about, moments of beauty that you're going to feel gratitude for, really simple things, watching yourself change from feeling broken to strong and courageous and beautiful inside and powerful and empowered and happy. I promise it will happen to you if you take the right steps. I want to bring up one more thing. Have you taken the quiz? Now, what I mean by that is the quiz is a new feature I'm offering on Divorce Girl Smiling that will allow me to help you put together your personalized team of divorce professionals. It's 13 multiple choice questions. It takes 2 minutes to do the quiz, and it's completely confidential. And if you take the quiz, I will send you my ebook, 14 Questions You Might Have About Divorce and My Answers, for free. So, how do you get to the quiz? Go to Divorce Girl Smiling, go to the menu bar where it says take the quiz, and it will lead you to the quiz, or there's some ads on the site for it. But I think it will really be helpful to you to allow me to connect you with really wonderful professionals that I either know personally or people I know have used them and they've done a great job. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you want to learn more, read articles, listen to more podcasts, watch videos, or learn about my partners, go to divorcedgirlsmiling.com, and we'll talk to you real soon.